Yeah, so are we going to do a Christmas carol now?
We're still going over last-minute casting for
let's do a Christmas carol.
This is a production
Christmas present. I see a Christmas present. Look, right there, Chris. It's for Chris.
Is it? Another
Christmas
gift
present.
For me. To Chris, have a happy holiday season, please write, and have a nice summer. Feliz Navidad, Genie. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
No, año.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Prince Johnson. He does I Write the Songs, which he wrote, I guess, huh?
Okay, now let's do it.
It was...
get those bells.
It was Christmas Eve, and Bob Cratchit was busy working over his desk.
1 + 1 = 2, and 5 pence = 3 cents, and I'm having so much of a miserable time with that bastard Mr. Scrooge.
And it was Christmas Eve, and everyone outside was caroling.
And in came walking
Mr. Scrooge into the door.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Scrooge. Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
And Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, what's the point?
What's the point?
Mr. Scrooge.
Here's a card for you, Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Fuck off.
Stop doing my part. I hate you.
I got so many works there.
Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, since I work for you 24 hours a day, and you make me sleep in a box in the back in the meantime, and I have to eat stale sandwiches for lunch, if I maybe could have like Christmas holiday off tomorrow.
Holiday sauce, that is.
Have a turkey.
Eat shit. Get back to work. I don't care.
Oh, please.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. What about that bonus, Mr. Scrooge?
Mr. Scrooge went back into his...
I'm taking the day off anyway.
He went back into his office and left. Boom.
Good riddance.
So Bob Cratchit finished up his work and...
1 + 1 = 5 pence, 6 pence, 8 pence, 3 pounds. I'm done. Good night. 6 o'clock.
So Bob Cratchit went home to his wife and his children.
Hi, wife. Hi, children. Hi, Tiny Tim. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Are you going to have a good Christmas tomorrow?
Yeah, I got poke and rumble.
And he kissed his wife. Good evening for...
Oh, Bob.
Hi, honey. How are you today?
Said you need a scope.
So Mr. Scrooge closed up the shop and went home and went through the town.
Hey, you want to go through the town? Hey, all a bunch of fuckheads. What are you doing?
Past the carolers. To his home. And he went to go to bed and put on his nightcap. And tucked himself neatly into bed, reading his financial reports.
Ken, you read your financial reports. Scrooge, you're reading your financial reports.
That's that drift.
The Wall Street Journal.
It looks fine, yes. How about a Perrier?
Yeah, with rum.
And then you heard a bell.
Silver bell. And who was it?
Oh, why did you have to eat asparagus?
And in walked... What's the guy's
Jacob
name?
Jacob Marley.
Change.
Yeah?
Do you not recognize me?
I think your teeth have gotten a little longer, but
I am one of the change that I forced in life.
I'm a man of business. Or
business! That guy was my business!
You see, if you would have been a real nice guy all through your whole life, everybody wouldn't hate you to death.
But my only choice outside is sappy men. Outside of that is just sappy mentality and sentimentality.
Okay, well, you can escape my fate if you wait. At one bell, you'll be visited by a ghost. Two bells, you'll be visited by another ghost.
Bacardi on his breath.
And on the third bell, you'll be visited by yet another ghost. And it'll be a Siamese twin ghost. Two ghosts in one. So,
what is that like, coke and rum? What are they like, coke and rum?
The only way you can escape my fate is by going with these guys.
He's not that kind of guy.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, the first at one, the second at two, three, bye.
Got it. Take it. Cool.
And so, and then.
I'm the narrator here. Give me a break.
I'm a narrator.
So Scrooge went to bed thinking this was really weird. So, like, I'm going to go to sleep. And it was a nightmare. Like, I can't handle this. So, like, he cuddled himself in bed and laid there. And at the stroke of one.
And I sleep in my feet.
What was he doing? Himself anyway.
Well, you know, he's alone at night and he's got nothing to do. No women will like him. So, it's like, you know, at the stroke of one, along came the ghost of Christmas past.
Scrooge, wake up. Get up.
Yo, baby.
One bong. You gotta get up now.
Okay. And what the fuck do you want? You
gotta
first?
Get up. Gotta make money in town. I'm the ghost.
Okay.
Of Christmas past.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, you see, like, I had to take you back to your past and show you, like, what a jerk you were, you know? So, so let's, like, step outside.
Okay, we're outside.
Go back to the past.
Okay,
let's
Jesus.
Let's see, let's just, like, check out your childhood. Childhood, yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
Whoa. Ooh. I think,
Those were late sound effects.
My childhood, I don't know, it was kind of weird. Why do we have to do that?
Kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
So, do we have to psychoanalyze this dude?
Yes! Well, so they went into the past.
Okay.
To Scrooge's, when Scrooge was just a little boy, and with his little sister,
Franny.
I see, and so they watched. They watched little Scrooge and Franny together. And little Scrooge and Franny as they related with one another.
Are you ready to come home now? Because Daddy is home and he wants us to come home. Are you ready to come home?
All right.
All right.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go home now, Daddy.
Come on, children, with me.
Oh, look, it's Daddy. Here we go.
And Franny loved her little brother.
I love my little brother.
And little Scrooge loved his sister.
I love you, Franny.
And so Scrooge saw the two of them and felt extremely guilty.
Actually, it was romance, and well,
no, that was best, East and West.
No. What it was like back then?
All their little Franny.
A little Franny.
So they flew. To when Scrooge was a young adult. Young adult, and he met his first love.
I was his first love.
What's your name? What's your name, lady?
My name's Gathilda. Do you remember me?
Yeah.
I was the pretty one.
Looks pretty good. Pretty good to me.
Well, you were kind of cute too, you know.
So then Scrooge saw this and realized how much he really loved his first love and felt guilty again.
Professor Love.
And I decided to become Jewish.
You're a real drag, mister.
I know, and that's why I moved to the mission. So
is it getting to you yet, huh?
Yeah, just go,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And so they went on to should we go to
my pad?
Actually, no, well, like,
we can do it any way we want.
So then they went on in time, and Scrooge and what's her name was married, or what's his name?
They
never got, Gathilda, they never got married. However,
They got no. Then, I know what happened. Give me a break.
We lived in sin.
John can say it.
So Scrooge like got really greedy and
found he kept
out,
wanting more and more of me.
But he didn't want it. Money, just money, just money.
I couldn't
money.
Put out anymore.
So then he realized that love wasn't that important. So
he went home.
And
okay,
and so then they went back to bed.
Oh wow, they went. To bed.
No, just Scrooge went back to bed, and along came the ghost of Christmas present.
At the stroke of two.
Oh, it's stroke of two.
One more bell.
One more bell.
Bong bong.
Came the ghost of Christmas present. That's Chris.
Hit him with the
Scrooge. I have something to show you.
Am I the right age now?
Yeah, you're the normal age.
You gotta go to Bob Cratchit's house, and you gotta go to his nephew's house.
Do you know what's going on around here?
I'm having a flashback or something like that. I don't know. But
I want you to see what's happening at Bob Cratchit's house right now. Come with me.
Okay.
So they went to Cratchit's house.
We're
here
having.
Here we come a caroling, here we come a caroling, here we come a caroling. Oh,
anyway, we're at Bob Cratchit's house.
Daddy, when am I going to get my presents?
Wait. You know Mr. Scrooge doesn't pay me enough.
Well, then you should quit and get another job, Daddy.
No, you shouldn't.
Go to his nephew, Richard.
Okay, then we go to his nephew, Richard's house.
Frederick.
Frederick's house.
Richard Frederick.
This is your nephew.
Have fun at the
party. I'm Frederick.
I'm Frederick.
So how was Christmas, Frederick?
Oh, it was all right, but my uncle was telling me that Christmas was a humbug. Christmas was a humbug? How dare he think that it's a humbug?
What a crotchety old man.
Boy, I'll say, and he has hair of cotton.
He has cotton for hair?
That's right. Oh. Okay. But we're going to get married anyway.
Yeah.
Not you and me, but me and me and her.
Yo.
La 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 la. Now what?
Scrooge. I hope you can really see the message behind all of this.
I can, Grimms.
Now you're going to go home.
You tell me, Grimms.
Back to your bed.
You got it.
What's the message that you got?
It's on the chalkboard.
Okay.
Says while you were out.
Okay, I have an announcement to make. Since I'm good and drunken in my drunkenness.
Christmas Carol, Steve?
Wait, we can. Yeah. The time's running out.
I think
we
this is part of the Christmas
this is my Christmas
carol.
Gift. We can do carols all night long till the sun duneth dawn.
Duneth dawn.
Okay, I didn't really know what to get anybody, okay. So as usual, we didn't finish it yet again.
Let's go to Tower and pick what you want for your Christmas gift because
then we're going to put Garaldi on the
everybody. No. Shut up.